Back with you inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And what a month it has been in NBA free agency. And I tell you what, although the Dallas Mavericks, they may not have landed the biggest names, but they did just fine and will be a team looking to improve in the 2016-2017 season. Time now to welcome in sports writer with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, one of our favorites, Dwayne Price, anxious to get his takeaways on the Mavericks in free agency. How are you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing just fine, Alyssa. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back on our show, and we're going to get right to it because, you know what, as I said, the Mavericks may not have landed the top dogs in free agency. I'm talking about Hassan Whiteside and Mike Conley, but they did secure Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut. How do you feel about the Mavs' moves in free agency?
Well, I think, Alyssa, that the moves for Barnes and Bogut is kind of a wash in the Mavericks losing to Zaza Pachulia and Chandler Parsons. Mm-hmm. When you combine those two players, I think they both do the same thing. Although Bogut is more of a rim protector and a better rebounder than Zaza Pachulia, I think that that gives the Mavs a little bit of an edge. But Parsons was a better scorer than Harrison Barnes, but Barnes was a better defender. But the kicker is Parsons was only with the Mavericks for 2 years. And both years he was hurt, had knee surgery on his right knee, and he wasn't available but for one of the 10 playoff games that the Mavericks played. So they really wasn't high on re-signing Parsons because they said, look, you two for two. 2 years, two knee injuries to the same knee. So they had some issues with that. And so they were not going to, you know, shell out $94 million for a guy that they didn't know about his right knee. And the Mavs also picked up Seth Curry, not Steph Curry, Seth Curry,
yeah.
Steph's little brother, who was a free agent, got him 2 years, $6 million, which in NBA terms is not a lot of money. I understand he's a great shooter, had a great last month of the season this past year with the Sacramento Kings. So I'm looking forward to see what can he do. And if he can come close, if he comes anywhere close to being the way his brother is, as a basketball player, I think that would be one of the steals of the offseason.
The Dallas Mavericks beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram does an outstanding job. Dwayne Price is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you talk about some of the new additions and subtractions with the Dallas Mavericks. But good news for the fans is the fact that Dirk Nowitzki, he is going to finish his career and what reported on a two-year, $40 million deal. I love how he was rewarded for his loyalty. He's a special guy.
Yes, he is. You know, I was at the airport when Dirk got off the plane from Germany when he was drafted. Well, he wasn't drafted. He had a draft day trade. The Mavericks did in 1998. And just one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet. We had, at the Star-Telegram, had to write a story the other day on the best pro athlete in the history of Dallas sports. And it was Mike Modano and hockey. Roger Staubach in football, and Nolan Ryan in baseball, and Dirk Nowitzki in basketball. And of those four, Dirk, I mean, no disrespect to the other three, Dirk got to be the best of those four. I mean, this guy just unbelievable, the things that he's done, not only on the court, but off the court for the Dallas Mavericks, and helping the organization by taking these pay cuts. I mean, probably lost out on an additional $100 million or more, even though he's got over $200 million, but to give that kind of money back, I mean, most people won't do that. You know Dirk too, Alyssa. He's just a kind man.
Absolutely.
You know, give you the shirt off his back, and I go in a foxhole with him any day of the week.
Well, Dirk is everything that you would ever want in a player. And since we're on this topic, hey, let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk about Kevin Durant, his decision to head to Golden State. I mean, there was a ton of emotions and reaction. Are you surprised with the outcry that's been taking place?
I'm surprised he left Oklahoma City because I'm sitting there, you know, I'm sitting there at game six and all Oklahoma City has to do is win game six at home. And then the NBA Finals. They were up 3-1 in that series against Golden State. And ended up blowing that series. And so I'm thinking, if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm going to come back next year. And next year, I'm going to get him. Because if you look at player for player, the top 8 or 9 players on everybody's roster in the NBA, Oklahoma City had the best collection of players in the NBA. I mean, they had bigs. They had smalls. They can shoot from the perimeter. They can play the inside game. So why Kevin Durant gave up, threw in the towel, and said, "I can't beat him. I got to join him." That is beyond me. There's absolutely no way. All those years, yeah, I'm old school. All those years that the Bad Boys were just beating down Michael Jordan, he was not going to pick up the phone and call Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars and say, "Hey, can I come and join you? I can't beat you. I need to join you." Nah, he's going to get in the gym, work on his game some more, get his team together, and come out and beat the Bad Boys, which is what the Bulls eventually did, and won 6 titles in 8 years. Even NBA Commissioner Adam Silver came out a couple of days and said he does not like super teams.
Dallas Mavericks beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Dwayne Price, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I thought I was very intrigued by Mark Cuban's comments that the Warriors being the bad guy will be good for the NBA. Do you agree with that statement? I mean, do you view them now as the villain?
Well, they're always going to be the villain. When you stack the deck like that, nobody's going to like you. Nobody's going to like you. Let me point this out first. For the last, I think I'm up to 14 years, maybe 15. I can name you 14 teams like right now, and one of those four will win the NBA title. Now, having said that, I don't know who's going to get traded between now and NBA finals. I don't know who's going to get hurt and can't play. But one of those 14 teams that I name at this time of the year always win the NBA title. That means the other 26 have no shot. I mean, I didn't know I was that good at predicting, but that's how one-sided the NBA is. And this year, it's only going to be three teams. It's going to be the Warriors, San Antonio, or the Cavaliers. One of those three going to win the NBA title. Nobody else has a shot.
My final question for you is, I mean, hey, as a result, because of KD's move, the Mavs benefited by Durant's decision. And, of course, as you had just talked about earlier, you know, adding Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut to their roster. Okay, so Harrison's now in Dallas, and I watched some of his press conference online this week. He was really impressive. What kind of impact do you think that he will have with the Mavericks?
Well, he's a much better defender at the three spot than Chandler Parsons will ever think about being, by the way. And the thing that Harrison is going to have to do on the offensive end is look to create more. At Golden State, he was more like a spot-up shooter because they had, you know, the creators in Steph Curry and Draymond Green and to a lesser degree, Klay Thompson. And all he had to do was run to the corner or run to the spot on the court and just stand there and they pass the ball. He's going to have to do more of that with the Mavericks. He's going to have to be able to create, dribble, go to the basket. But like I said, I like his defense. Mm-hmm. I really do like his defense.
Well, he's certainly a solid defender, and he also likes IHOP. I mean, you can't beat that, right? He likes that cinnamon crunch toast with Rick and Mark. Hey, pour on the syrup, baby.
That was kind of funny. I mean,
I love it.
You get the $94 million contract, you got a billionaire owner and a millionaire coach, and the players are millionaire. You guys go to IHOP. Eat lunch. Really?
All good. Hey, Dallas Mavericks beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We are short on time. We have got to open this invitation and have him back sooner. That, of course, is the great Dwayne Price. Thank you so much, Dwayne. Great job having you with us here in hour number one.
Okay, Alisa. I should appreciate all you have. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. Stick around. Bob Ryan from ESPN coming up next right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.